I think one issue that isn't well resolved is whether preemptive therapy, in other words, if a woman is 20 years out and has just the tiniest drop, let's say in her left ventricular ejection fraction, would preemptive therapy with beta blockers and ACE inhibitors be a useful adjunct? I would certainly do that very readily in such women, but the evidence base that that is a helpful thing really doesn't exist. One of the about-to-begun clinical trials related to trastuzumab now is the potential to enroll women with any early evidence of left ventricular dysfunction but no clinical heart failure in trials that will preemptively use those drugs and try to demonstrate that they do, in fact, mitigate the development of clinical heart failure later.
Do you think any of those strategies should be considered in a non-research setting right now?
That's a very good question. Certainly, if I were out in a non-research environment, I would be strongly thinking about treating women preemptively with those drugs.
And at what point would you start those drugs, and for how long would you continue them?
Well, I would start those drugs the minute the ejection fraction started to show any decline, and I would continue them for life. How long you continue them is actually a very interesting question. We know from the large clinical trials of beta blockers and ACE inhibitors that left ventricular ejection fractions improve and patients live longer. But in none of those trials has the drug ever been discontinued after a pre-planned period of time. They've basically been continued for the duration of the study. Many patients will come in after years on these drugs and say, look, doc, my echo's been normal for 5 years. I feel perfectly fine. Can't I stop those stupid drugs? And the answer is, no, I don't really know, but there are so many anecdotal cases of patients promptly deteriorating after stopping those drugs that the clinical dictum in cardiology is once you're on them, you should be on them for life unless you develop some contraindication.
What about a drop in ejection fraction? And this is actually part of the original trastuzumab trials where the drop is more than 15%, but it's still within normal limits.
It's harder to know what to do with that, but these are pretty benign drugs to take. I would probably prescribe them for a woman in that situation. At a minimum, I would follow her very carefully with another echocardiogram in a few months.
How much variability is there in the performance of echoes and ejection fraction?
Very good question. In a good lab, the variability is probably plus or minus 3 or 4%. And it's generally very reproducible in a given lab. What we don't talk about a lot is the fact that different labs may generically give slightly higher or slightly lower results, so that comparing your lab and my lab measurements is a little bit apples and oranges. If there's a gross change, obviously it's meaningful, but you would like, if you're doing serial follow-up on a patient, to have the echoes done in the same lab serially.